the Shiv Sena today passed a resolution to go solo in the 2019 Lok Sabha elections as well as in the upcoming Maharashtra Assembly elections. In fact, Shiv Sena's Sanjay Raut today moved the resolution in the party's executive committee meeting in Mumbai, which was unanimously approved by the party. The Shiv Sena, in fact, time and again have been talking about splitting with the BJP and ending its coalition with the BJP.
The Supreme Court rejected pleas by Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh governments on Tuesday banning the release of Padmavat. It also dismissed a plea by the Karni Sena. "Our order must be followed by one and all. States can't show helplessness in maintaining law and order. States have a duty to abide by Supreme Court orders. Don't watch if you don't want to, but there can't be a ban on screening," the court said. Deepika Padukone went to Siddhi Vinayak Temple post Supreme Court's ruling for blessings. Padmavat has been embroiled in controversies since its inception. However, Deepika, who is portraying Rani Padmavati in the film, stood by Sanjay Leela Bhansali through it all. At a time when Master Blaster Sachin Tendulkar was busy tormenting top-class bowlers around the world, South African pacer Fanny de Villiers seemed to have a trick in his armory to dismiss the little genius and managed to get the prized wicket four times in 16 outings. A man who loves to wear his heart on his sleeve, Fanny says it was Tendulkar's disdain towards slower deliveries that helped him dismiss the legend. "Sachin never took my slower balls seriously. By slower balls, I mean the off-cutters which would grip on the wickets in the subcontinent and catch the batsman off-guard." Despite having an upper hand over Tendulkar, Fanny reveals that he would not want to bowl to Virat Kohli. He says that he would rather pull his hamstring and walk off the ground. To help businesses communicate better with their customers in India, WhatsApp has officially rolled out WhatsApp Business, a free-to-download Android app for small businesses in the country. The new app, available on Google Play Store, aims to make it easier for companies to connect with customers and more convenient for its users to chat with businesses that matter to them,